When John Kasich met with supporters in Beaver Creek earlier this week, he didn't mention his opponent in November. Instead, he talked about what he'd like to do in his second term, including another tax cut. But he didn't give details on how he'd do that. Kasich brushed aside a notion from one of the campaign stop attendees that he could run for president in 2016.
Can we just go through this election and, you know, and get this done? And they're all going to have their microphones. Is he going to run? You know, honestly, I haven't really even seriously given it any thought. You know, to give it any thought, you sit down. I tried it once, you know. And in case you haven't noticed, I didn't win, okay? And I kind of know what's involved, but I'm really not paying any attention to it.
One thing he's not talking about on the campaign trail is the very issue that he was under fire for in 2011. Back then, there were many protests at the State House as the legislature passed Senate Bill 5, a bill that took away collective bargaining rights from public employees. Kasich signed it. That angered unions representing teachers, firefighters, and police officers, who then collected signatures to put the issue before Ohio voters. And voters repealed that law. But now, Kasich's latest ad features a police officer, Lieutenant Steve Cesaro of the Perry Township Police Department.
When John Kasich became governor, he shook things up and upset working people, including me. Kasich's tough, but I gotta admit it, he listened. Nearly 250,000 new jobs have been created.
The Democrats are quick to say many of those jobs came from the recovery that was put in place by former Governor Tad Strickland, Kasich's Democratic opponent in 2010. And a new study by a liberal-leaning think tank says for the first time since 2007, Ohio has more low-wage jobs than medium or high-wage jobs. Dale Butlin with Innovation Ohio says a new study shows Kasich's job strategy isn't working as well as he says it is.
What we found is that while 9 out of 10 Ohio jobs lost during the Great Recession paid medium or high wages, low-paying jobs now account for virtually all of the job growth in the state during the recovery. And for the first time since 2007, low-wage jobs now compromise the highest share of the job market in this state.
Kasich spokesman Rob Nichols says the methodology in Innovation Ohio's report is flawed. Nichols says Kasich has used comparisons from labor statistics over time and says that doesn't lead to a fair or accurate conclusion. But Fitzgerald says Ohio needs a governor who will raise the minimum wage and focus on growing the economy from the middle out, rather than Kasich's outdated, ineffective trickle-down approach. And despite the new Kasich ad featuring a police officer, the state's largest police organization, the Ohio Fraternal Order of Police, has endorsed Fitzgerald. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.